It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. When nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. This week, celebrating our seventh month here on continuous prayer radio. And we started 7 months ago this week. And we're not waiting for a year. We're just celebrating seven, because seven is very, very important. And today on the broadcast, we're going to be talking with a man that has made it all possible, the man that helped us get everything set up, the equipment set up, the producer of our broadcast, Michael Sean Bourne, who lives and resides in England. And we're going to be talking about how it all began. So you don't want to go away. This is going to be a great day here on a Tuesday on BPN Radio. Okay, it's good to have with me here today on BPN Radio, the producer of BPN Radio, Michael Sean Bourne from England. And it's good to have you on today, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dave, for having me on.
Yeah, you have helped me from the beginning to get started. And, of course, you produce these broadcasts. I'm very thankful and grateful. It's amazing how you know, today we can do things long distance. I mean, you've never been in my studio in Austin, and yet from your home in England, and sometimes from from your mother's home in Germany, you're able to produce the broadcast, and you're able to help me. You helped me get the equipment set up and everything ready to go in order. Even you even made some cords for me and sent them through the mail, and here we are on BPN Radio. And, of course, you know, radio is not anything new to you. I know for years you've been doing satellite radio and other forms of radio. Tell our audience a little bit about what you've been doing over the years.
Yeah, Dale, it's quite a pleasure to be on. And true enough, it's been quite a journey. I think it's now, we are now in month seven months now, isn't it?
That's right.
Actually, to the day, I'm just 17th of November. Yeah. And it's almost to the day. It's 7 months, good number.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a privilege to work for you and to facilitate the interviews. And I have to say, I mean, I produce the programs, but I also listen to them, which is probably not taken as granted if you come across them. But I do enjoy driving in the car. I take my little smartphone with me, and when I go somewhere, when I go to work or somewhere else, I sometimes stick the smartphone on and I listen to you on the way, and it's just about an hour. It's about right. Most journeys I take, they take about an hour, so they nicely fill up the time. And it's nice with the interviews. Yeah, I think radio is an amazing medium. To me, sort of the radio verse is in Romans, I think it's chapter 10, it's verse 17, 16, round about there. And it's that faith comes through hearing, and through hearing of the word of God. And I think there's something special about the spoken word and about hearing the word of God. And to me, it's always been important. I felt the call into radio work a very long time ago, probably almost 30 years ago, when I became a Christian. And to me, it was a thing. I was a bit of a radio nut before, and I became a Christian, and I felt I had to lay all these things down, and I did. So I didn't touch it, didn't do anything with it. And then later, God called me back into it, and he taught me to take some of the equipment I had and to get some more equipment and to start getting back into it. And he was leading me back into the whole world of radio. And as a young Christian, being 16 years old, I had a great desire to just learn the Word of God and to understand the Word of God. And I didn't feel that my hunger was getting stilled in the churches I was in. It was there, they were preaching the Word of God, but I wanted more. I just wanted more at the time. And what I found is I suddenly found all these Christian radio stations, mostly in English, and I was in Germany, and my English wasn't very good at the time. And I found a lot of Christian radio stations on shortwave radio, also mostly from America, some from Britain as well. And I started listening to them quite regularly, almost on a daily basis. And I got a small pocket shortwave radio. And when I went to college, I had a break, I took my little radio. And I knew the schedule, and I started tuning into various radio stations. And I can say, sort of looking back, that a lot of my foundation within the Word of God has come from that time, you know, listening to various speakers, different ministries, and I benefited a great deal from that. And as time carried on, I kind of felt the call that God wanted me to move into this arena of radio, which to me, I thought I was just like a kid. You know, what's the point? Radio at the time, when you go back in the 80s, was all state-controlled in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there isn't really a place for me or any possibility for me to get into it. But I started sort of preparing. I did study electronics engineering. I became a ham radio operator. And nothing really happened for about 10, 15 years other than me trying to prepare myself. And that's it, really, nothing else. And then suddenly an opportunity came up. And then by the time I was sort of in my late 20s, early 30s, and by the time I knew a lot about radio, I was well prepared. I was teaching it at a college, the technology, electronics engineering, and in that area. But nothing really materialized. But then suddenly a friend of mine, a colleague from Uganda, told me that his brother wanted to open up his own little radio station in Uganda. somewhere in a Civil War area, which I was later to find out I didn't know at the time. And he asked me whether I was interested to help him out or to work for him. And we started talking, and I wasn't quite sure whether it was the right thing to do. It was supposed to be a secular radio station. So I struck a deal with him, and I said, look, you give me some airtime, and I'll set you up a radio station. So that's how it all started, and that was in 1999. So a long time ago.
So and then how did you progress from there?
It was, again, it was a lot of it was done remotely. So I built the transmitter. I mean, when you looked at a radio station, setting up a small FM radio station at the time, you were looking at serious money, $20,000-$30,000 or something minimum, and more. And obviously, I didn't have the money, but I had a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. So I started building transmitters from board level myself. Yeah, so I put the transmitter together. You know, I found out where to get what, and then put a small radio station together, which in the end cost a couple of thousand dollars, but it outperformed another radio station which was set up, funded by the British government in the area, and that was like a no expense spared radio station for. Not sure how much money, I guess about hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly $1 million or something. I don't know the figures they had, but it was a lot of money. But it was one of those bizarre things that the government station in the area, they, you know, with no expense spared, didn't have the range initially as this little Mickey Mouse radio station put together by... you know, on a Mickey Mouse budget, really, on a shoestring budget, mm-hmm. and run by just a bunch of amateurs. And then, I mean, the next thing was we started sort of putting some Christian radio on it, and the Christian radio format really took off in the area. And you have to imagine, northern Uganda, Gulu at the time, was still in civil war. The government radio station had shut down. There was no media presence whatsoever. There was just the other... British government sponsored station which was set up there, and then there was us, and so there was very little competition in the area, but there were a lot of people who were hungry for news and some sort of entertainment, but more importantly they heard the word of God, and there was sort of bizarre things happening. One of them was that school teachers, because they were, I don't know why, maybe it was just an easy way to run a lesson. In the morning, when the Christian programming was on, they just turned on the Christian programming, and because it was in English, and the English was from either the UK or from America, most of the ministries on there were from the States, mm-hmm. And they could listen to authentic English. So they were listening to the sermons to teach the kids how to speak English. Yeah. And that's what I found out later, and it was in a way it was quite amazing that it had such an impact. And then obviously the other thing was that a couple of DJs who worked for the radio stations who weren't Christians, they came to Christ on account of this radio station, and they started pushing the whole thing a lot more. And then the whole thing lasted for about 2-3 years where we had the monopoly, or almost a monopoly position in the area, with the exception of the government-sponsored radio station. And then a few more private radio stations came in, and they were looking what was going on in the area, and they... saw that the Christian format was the most successful one, so they copied the Christian format. Yeah, and even though the little radio station we set up eventually went down the drain because of the lack of funding, competition, and everything else, but mm-hmm. other radio stations were copying the format. So something was sown into the area, which materialized later on under a different umbrella, which, I mean, who cares which umbrella it is under, but the main thing, the word of God is getting out there, and people are getting hold of it. Yeah, and I mean, that was, in a way, it was quite exciting and positive. And again, the whole thing was just literally, it was a Mickey Mouse budget. When I look at what we did and what we achieved over, it lasted for about 7 years, a radio station. The last year was... we had lots of problems with accommodation, power, electricity, and other things as well. So it was more off than on. But for 6 years, it was pretty much fairly sturdy and stable. And then in the seventh year, it just went down the drain. In the end, it went under due to the competition we had. But still, it's exciting when you look back and you can see I mean, initially I thought, oh, it's all just, some sort of Mickey Mouse operation. But then a friend of mine, he said to me, do not despise a day of small beginnings. Yeah. And it kind of resonated with me. And when I went and I saw this, I was quite humbled in a way what was happening with the whole thing. And I mean, obviously it wasn't me who was doing it. There were lots of people involved in the end. I mean, don't know, possibly about 100 people with the ministries who were providing the programming, the DJs, mm-hmm. many of them were Christians who were there locally. My partner over there, the business partner who wasn't a Christian, but almost, I don't know where he is now. I've lost touch with him, contact with him, but he had a couple of speakers that really resonated with him. And mm-hmm. Whilst I was dealing with him, I don't think he broke through, but...
Michael, you are definitely a pioneer, and so you opened up the doors for radio in Africa, and I'm sure other nations of the world.
I don't know. I wouldn't consider myself a pioneer as such, but it's just exciting stuff, and it's something, if you get driven by something, and it's obviously for me, I felt the call a long time ago, and I think many people have got the same experience that God puts a calling upon their lives, and they adjust their lives accordingly, and nothing happens. Uh-huh. You're just sort of walking through the desert, and uh-huh. every now and then you see a dung beetle, walking along and crossing your path. But that's pretty much all that's happening. Yeah? Uh-huh. And then suddenly it just all starts taking place, and it all starts taking off.
Yeah.
And from that way, it was quite exciting. Obviously, it's like anything. You make a lot of mistakes, and the biggest mistake and the biggest danger is always that the project becomes more important than the call God has placed on your life relationship with God. And that's always a big danger. And I was just falling in the same traps and everything. But it was an exciting time. I went out to Uganda several times, and it was being in Africa and sort of being there and seeing what's going on was quite an experience, to say the least.
And now in Uganda, the church where my pastor is, Pastor Bob Nichols of Fort Worth, they have a 24-hour Christian television station in Uganda. So I'm sure that you helped open some doors there for broadcasting. And, broadcasting is so very, very important, and it is amazing what can happen. I mean, just here on BPN Radio, which you produce, before I went into full-time ministry, I was in radio, and the area that we could broadcast to would be, 500 miles maybe early in the morning. If we had a clear signal, 1,000. But now I can broadcast across America, around the world, and it's amazing. It's amazing what can happen, and of course. I was only able to do that because you were willing to help me. And of course, every day I pray for divine appointments, divine connections. And I met you years ago when I was ministering in England. And I know that God brought you into my path. And then when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to pray over the internet 24 hours a day, I knew that was impossible. Then I began to try to find someone that would help me get started, because a lot has changed, since the last time I was in radio, and not knowing much about internet radio. And then I was trying to find somebody locally to help me. I couldn't really find anyone. And then the Holy Spirit brought you back to my remembrance, because you've helped me on other projects, and I knew that you had a servant's heart. And you immediately were willing. Circumstances had given you the opportunity to help me, and I had the opportunity. And, of course, we planned on you coming to Austin to get everything set up. We're not able to do that, but you did it long distance. We did it over Skype and internet, and here we are today And it just makes me know that God is leading and guiding and directing us, even when we feel like, as you said, things are small. Maybe we start something and then the season comes to an end. But here you are helping me reach out to the nation and the nations of the world. And I believe that there may be those that are listening. They just need your prayers. They need to get started somewhere. I believe there's a passion that God puts in our heart. And then many times we choose an alternate route because we don't see maybe that that's possible, or how could we financially afford to do it. There are many obstacles in the road that makes people settle for some alternate route, which I believe that's why so many people are unfulfilled in life, because they're not pursuing what is in their heart. And people need to realize that once they make known what is in their heart, then I believe that somebody is ready to help them. Somebody's willing to help them. Somebody is on go to help them. And once I expressed what I wanted to do, then you were available at that point in time to help me, continue to help me. So I believe there's people out there with dreams in their heart, and it may be that someone else would like to start a Christian internet radio station, or they would like to be in some type of media. There's dreams in their heart. So there's all kinds of possibilities out there, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. But just to make a few points to what you said, one point is I think media is changing in this generation and in this decade. Yeah, starting the last decade, but there's some sort of change which is happening. The people are changing their media habits, so they're no longer listening to one particular radio station, one particular TV program. They're no longer listening that much to shortwave. Maybe in some third world countries they still do it, but it's a lot more into niche media. People are watching, you know, whatever their interest is, which for us is a bit of a problem, because if you want to reach out to people, we need to try to get them into a particular niche radio corner to pick up the message we have.
Yeah.
But as far as the church is concerned, I think there's a lot of stuff out there these days, and as media is changing, it's a lot easier to reach people all over the world. I had to think whilst you were talking about this, when I looked at BPN radio statistics, which is the advantage of using the internet. You can see who is listening, not who is listening, but the regions and the countries where people are listening from. You can sort of collect data.
Yeah.
And we had people from Saudi Arabia, from not Kuwait, I think it's Qatar, uh-huh. Indonesia, sort of all these Muslim countries where news is coming through that a lot of people are turning to Christ through dreams and visions. And probably, you know, I don't know who these people are, but sometimes you get the impression that, you know, something is happening, something is moving, and people are looking for, you know, for God, and they're searching for God. And it's important, I think, you know, for yourself and for other ministries as well, to create a presence, to be accessible, you know, wherever, as long as this window is open. I believe that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the internet, that this window might not be open forever, window.
Yeah.
And my thinking is we need to capitalize on it as long as we've got it, and to reach out. And the beauty about the internet as well is, should this window close in America or in Europe, we might be able to open it up in Eastern Europe, where, strangely enough, there seems to be more freedom these days than in the West. Uh-huh. In the things you say and in the things you can say, or, you know, in other countries, to then try and reach back out to America. So that's the beauty about the internet and about this, you know, this medium which is available to us. And so in a way, it's quite impressive. Maybe it's a point to say that's why we've been running this BPN radio for 7 months, And some of the figures are really, really exciting. I think it was over 82,000 listener minutes last month or something. And that's quite encouraging, you know, that people are making use of this facility and of this network, this prayer network, which is there, and that they catch the vision to just pray and to join together in praying for a nation, which is great.
Yes. And I'm really excited about being able to reach so many different nations around the world. And, of course, Jesus said, my house should be called the house of prayer. Of course, quoting the prophet Isaiah, my house should be called the house of prayer. And so we know that that when we pray, that we are a house of prayer, not just for America, but for all nations of the world. And so I know we're connecting to a lot of different nations, which is the incredible power of internet radio, that we're able to reach out to people around the world, where in days gone by we could only reach them locally. And so that is a very exciting thing. And I know that in America there's a new bill coming out that could sorely give limitations to the preaching, teaching of the gospel, or anything that would smack of hate speech, et cetera, et cetera. But here we are with this open door. Here we are with this open window, and we are living now in days of tremendous possibilities. And those people that are listening today need to realize that there's a lot of possibilities for them out there. And we need to dream big, because God is he's a big God, and all things are possible. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, what kind of makes me think, we've got the Great Commission to preach the gospel to all nations. And yeah. Jesus said that this gospel has to be preached to all nations before he comes back. And I often have to think, I mean, we're looking at about 220, 230 nations, depending where you draw the definition of what a nation is. If you look at individual people groups, probably about 1,000, a bit more. But we are getting there. We are getting there. We are very, very close. And I think there are two calls here. There's one call, which is... We have to try and reach into every recess of this globe to try and let people hear the word of God.
Yeah.
And also, it's with all those nations who have already heard the gospel. We have to make sure that people are aware of what is at stake in rejecting Christ, and that they reconsider before it's too late, before Jesus calls us home. Yeah. And I think that's very important. And I think that's maybe one big thing for America as well. I look at America and you see that you've got, you know, greatest ministries and greatest outreaches from the States. And I should make the point at this stage as well. Whenever I was in the Ukraine, in Russia, in Uganda, when I went abroad, missionaries I came across, you know, they were... Almost all the time I was seeing missionaries from America, Christian groups from America, who just went to these countries to spread the gospel, to share the word of God. I rarely saw people from Britain. I rarely saw people from Germany, Holland, or any of the other, you know, traditional Christian countries. But I saw a lot from America. And there's, I think, something great which has come from America. But what you see on the other side as well is that secularism, liberalism, that agnosticism, things like that are also becoming stronger and stronger in the States, and that a lot of people are sort of divided. You know, you're either within the Christian camp or you're outside, and the people outside the Christian camp, they're getting more and more, I think. And I think it's a challenge to really try and reach out to these guys and to use any means available to us to do so, to help them understand, you know, that what they are playing with in rejecting Christ is dead serious, literally.
I agree. Well, I want to take a break and let people know that you're listening to BPN Radio here, and your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're delighted to be able to visit today with the producer of BPN Radio, Michael Sean Bourne, who lives in England, and who... Actually, you are a German, aren't you? You grew up in Germany.
Yeah, I'm German. Yeah.
And I want you to pray in a little while. I want you to pray in German, and and you might pray a little bit in Russian. I think you know some other languages there. But delighted to have you helping us here, spread the word, do what God has called us to do. And I know that this is an hour broadcast. It's repeated 24 hours a day. But, you know, there will come a day, I believe, that we'll be on live 24 hours a day, particularly as things begin to heat up across America and other parts of the world. There will be other people that will be helping us. And so I know there's no limits to what can be done if we can believe. We know if we can believe, all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. And I just want to thank you personally for helping me and working here with us, because, you know, we just couldn't do it here on BPN Radio without you, with your skills and your patience and your knowledge, being a college professor and your understanding of electronics, your understanding of radio. And I know that none of us can do what God has called us to do without some help. And I just want to go back to repeat what I've already said. I believe there's people out there that is ready to help you do what God has called you to do. So, Michael, there may be some people that would say, hey, I'd like to acquire your services. How could people get in touch with you if they wanted to, if they wanted some help concerning internet radio, concerning satellite radio, and some type of media? How could they contact you?
Yeah, I just actually have to check out the website myself. I set up a website some time ago, and you see, I had to just make sure that before I say the URL, it's actually the correct one. There are actually two websites, yeah, and obviously you can check out, if you want to know, you know, how to get on and how to set up your own radio station or to add a radio station to your ministry, check out bpnradio.com.
Right.
And to get in touch with me, I've set up a website, which is christiandigitalbroadcasting.com. And looking at the site, I think it needs some revamping. I did it ages ago, and it's quite interesting as well. I did it day before I got your request to help you with this setup. And at the time, I was just being made redundant from my work at the college. And I thought, what now? You know? And so I thought, okay, you know, I know all this stuff. Let's set up, you know, a website, advertise the services. You didn't even look at the website, you know, there. Without looking at the website, ask me for your help. And that's, what I did. Anyway, it gives you like an idea of what is possible, what can be done.
Yes.
The other website is seismicradio.org, seismic like earthquakes and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and seismicradio.org. And you can sort of on both websites, you can get an idea of what's feasible, what's doable, what you can do. And obviously, my vision is to primarily get the word of God out and help people to do so.
Yeah.
And to, you know, give them
right.
a little bit of advice here and there. The okay. latest sort of mini project I was on, and just to share this, and it sometimes doesn't take a lot. It's sometimes just setting up people. I was driving through France, and France in Europe, you know, going home to Germany. And France is probably one of the darkest places in Europe as far as is concerned. And so I was driving through it, and I thought, you know, France needs to hear the gospel. And a friend of mine, he is a missionary to France. So he goes along every year for a month, and he's just reaching out in Normandy with the gospel. And he was interested in radio as well. And I just sort of had a bit of a chat with him, told him, gave him a few hints and tips. And now he's running his own little radio station in French, you know, to reach out with the gospel over there. And it's not that hard to do, and it's not that hard to get going. And it was quite interesting as well in the stage when he was still setting it up. And there wasn't really any programming on the stream. He already started getting listeners and people who were interested in trying to find out what's going on there, what he's doing.
Wow.
So it sometimes doesn't take a lot.
Yeah.
So the just the URL, it's the domains. The first one is christiandigitalbroadcasting.com. So Christian, Digital, and then Broadcasting, all three bits together, .com. And the other one is Seismic Radio. And that one is a bit tricky. It's .org, .org.
Okay.
If you put it in Google, it should come up with either pretty fast.
Okay. Somebody might want to contact you, Michael, and that would be great. Okay. We're going to pray.
Okay.
And I like the question you asked, for the two words that really resonated in my spirit. You said, what now? And there may be people that are just saying, what am I going to do now? I'm at this certain juncture in my life. I don't know what to do now. And it may be that they need to do internet radio, or may they, you know, whatever God has put in their heart. But why don't you say a prayer for these people, particularly that's saying, what now? And and I want you to pray some in English, and I want you to pray some in German, Russian, whatever you want to pray. But let's pray for people that really need some prayer today, because this is what this broadcast is really about. And so why don't you say a prayer?
Okay. Lord, I want to thank you for BPN Radio and for this time we can have you on the radio station. I want to, Lord, to praise you for, glorify you for the technology which is here and which we can use, and for the time, Lord, we can have here on earth trying to get you know more and reaching out for you to a lost and to a world which is on its way to hell, Lord, that we can reach out with your gospel. I want to pray, Father, for all these people who are listening for the broadcast and who may be asking at the moment, what now? I pray that you will put something in their heart. It may not be radio, it may be radio, it may be something else, but I pray that that there will be an answer in their hearts, and that this answer will be from you. Lord, I want to seek your blessing upon these people, Lord, right now. Herr Jesus, ich möchte dir einfach danken für deine Güte, Herr. Ich möchte dir danken, dass du uns erwählt hast, Herr, dass du für uns gestorben bist, dass du, Herr, alles für uns getan hast, Herr, dass wir hier sein dürfen, Herr, und dass wir dein Wort hier verkündigen dürfen. Ich möchte dir danken, dass Herr, dein Reich kommt, Herr, und dass du wirklich alle Macht hast hier auf Erden und auch im Himmel. Und ich möchte dich bitten, Herr, für diese Menschen, die hier jetzt zuhören, die vielleicht auch im Deutsch zuhören, vielleicht diesen das Gebet auch verstehen, dass du wirklich, dass du in ihr Leben hereinschaust, Herr, und dort in ihrem Leben Sachen bewegst, Herr, dass sie finden, Herr, dass sie deinen Ruf hören, ihn finden und ihn auch gehen können. Gospodi, bald choice passiva. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I guess you were praying in English and you were praying in German, right?
And Russian.
And
right
Russian.
Three words, yeah.
English, German, and Russian. Any other language you were praying in?
No, okay. Just those three.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for being on. Thank you for working with us here on BPN Radio. If anybody needs to contact you, they have your websites there, and they can always contact you through BPN Radio. Well, we're going to continue to spread the good news and work together. And thank you for helping us. Thank you for being a part of BPN today.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
I really appreciate those of you that have been listening for the past 7 months, or maybe you are just joining us. But we're here to pray. We're here to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, because we believe that God is still at work in this nation, that He's honoring the prayers of the saints. And I'm here to tell you today that God is at work in your life. And my journey started when I gave God the first hour of my day, beginning way back in 1966, when I cried out to God, God, I feel empty. What can you do for me? And the Holy Spirit said to me, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. I did. And during that course, the next few weeks, I had a personal revival, a personal encounter with the Lord, and it was amazing what God did for me as I got up and began to pray. There's three levels of prayer. The desire level, I had a desire for God to do more in my life. The discipline level, I had to get myself up every morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and pray before I went to the radio station as an announcer and engineer. And then I went to the delight level. He said, delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And He's done it, and everything, it all just starts with prayer. And so, I got on that journey. A few months later, a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson came to our church, and God called me to preach, and the rest is pretty well history. I've been preaching now this June for 49 years. So it's amazing how it all happens, and it all begins with prayer. I don't know what's in your heart. I don't know the passion you have, but if you will commit yourself to praying, then the Holy Ghost will begin to unveil. He'll begin to unwrap the package, which contains your dreams and your vision. So why should you turn aside for anything else? And I want you to know today that all things are possible, that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can say what God says you can say. And you can meet who God says you can meet. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can sing what God says you can sing. You can record what God says you can record. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. So it's amazing what can happen when you pray. So God is at work in your life, doing really, really big things. Doing really, really big things. So we're going to pray right now. Father, we just pray the will of God be done in this broadcast today here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday. And we just pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen and amen. Well, wow, I love to pray. And as we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, then he comes and responds. I love to say the Lord's Prayer. Martin Smith, a friend of mine, I love it when he does the Lord's Prayer.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen.
Forever and ever and ever. Amen. 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 Well, I declare this is a breakout day here. We celebrate our seventh month. It's Godfrey Bertle. We're going to break out. All things are possible today.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see. To put out into deeper water. Sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. Break out! This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Springing up. fishing my nets for too long on the shores of Amberley. Listening through hours of meetings, now it's time to do what I see. To put an eye into deeper water, sail away on the winds of fate. I see there's a massive harvest, a dark net's with all those plates.
This is the time to break out. What is a breakout? David said, I can run through the truth. That's a breakthrough. And then he said, I can leap over a wall. And that is a breakout. So we're just calling this a breakout week here on BPN Radio as we celebrate the seventh month of praying around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to lead prayer over the internet 24 hours a day. And in the natural, that is impossible, but in the supernatural, all things are possible. And so Michael Schonborn has been on with me today. He provided a way to do it. And there's somebody out there waiting to help you. I'm here to tell you, there's some breakout partners that is going to come and help you with your dreams and your vision. So don't choose an alternate course. God is at work in your life. And I'm praying for you right now that whatever that your passion is, that you will just go with it in Jesus' name. Go with it. Write the vision down, the Bible said. Habakkuk said, write it down. Write it on a billboard, one translation says. Make it plain so others can run with you. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe. And if you'd like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do so by going down to bpnradio.com. And I'm just going to do that. I'm in front of my computer right now. You may be in front of your computer. You may be driving down the road. But if you have an opportunity, just go to BPN Radio. We'll take a look this morning at what is happening on our BPN Radio website, bpnradio.com. It's pretty simple. It's just, it's pretty simple. That's all I can say, but it's good. It's very informational. And there's our new logo that says BPN Radio with Dale Gentry. And, then we have, button that you push. The play button, and then right next to it down is a picture of me doing a broadcast. And then there's three ways to pray with Dale: at home, at your computer, and just click on the web player before you join the prayer force. You click on that one, and then number two, on the move with your smartphone or iPhone, then you can download the TuneIn app. And once you get the TuneIn app there, then you'll be all set to go. Click on the TuneIn.com icon to access BPN Radio with your smartphone. And it says if you access it for the first time, TuneIn will install a small app on your smartphone. After that, you're only one click away from listening to BPN Radio. But you probably, most of the time, will have to listen to a 20-second commercial before the broadcast begins. It's a way of paying to be on the TuneIn network. And then, of course, there's a little transmitter that you can buy at Radio Shack or somewhere. You can order it, actually. And if you want to order it, you can listen to the broadcast as you go down the road on the radio. And it's only, what, about $9 or something like that. Yeah, you can just click on that. And there's the information. 3.5mm in-car wireless FM transmitter radio adapter. And you can buy that for $7.99. $7.99 plus your shipping, I guess. And then you can just plug it into your iPhone and your smartphone. Your smartphone plugs right into your cigarette lighter there. And you are listening to BPN Radio as you go down the road in your car. Wherever you are, you can listen. And then, of course, we have the 1,000. You go down to the 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you desire to lead a BPN prayer group, then you can do so. And all you have to do is fill out that application that is there, Breakout Prayer Network, prayer leader application, your name, your city, your email address, the location of your prayer meeting, whether it be at a church, a campus, a gym, a home, storefront, Facebook, social media of some kind. Indicate whether your prayer group is public or private, and then you can just click on the reset button, and you can be added to our 1,000 prayer groups. And we're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers, and we want to welcome all of these guys that are leading a prayer group. It's quite amazing what is happening. And I'm very excited. I want to welcome Carolyn LeGrand. She's leading a private group in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I want to welcome Cheryl Ortiz, who's leading a prayer group on Facebook from Manford, Oklahoma. I want to welcome Jay Pike, who's leading a prayer group at The Gate, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Chuck Pelham, leading a prayer group at New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. Brian Rosenbarger, leading a prayer group at Trinity West Church in Wellington, Florida. Cody Anderson, leading a prayer group at Faith Center Fellowship in Meno, Oklahoma. And Billy Burns has a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. And we have Jack Mooring, leading a prayer group at New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee. Tracy Johnson, leading a prayer group at Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And so you can do it. You can have your name added and be a part of our Breakout Prayer Network. We send that list out every week, and you can be a part of that. And if you want to donate to the broadcast, you can go on down on our BPN website, and you can donate to BPN Radio. And all you have to do is click the donate button. You can use your PayPal credit card, debit card, and you can send us a check. We'd appreciate your contribution. And then, of course, there's a place where you can look at all the nations that are praying with us. And it's amazing how many nations right now are praying with us here on BPN Radio. And we got about 71 nations. We want to welcome Singapore, Nepal, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Georgia, Kenya, Lebanon, Sudan, and many other nations. And then, of course, it talks about the Comanche call. And Dr. Larry Martin and I are going back to Comanche, where both of us grew up in that church, the same building we grew up in. We're going to have two revival services, June 25, 26. And then we're on the Friday, we're both going to be praying for people that need to get started or restarted. There's a place on the there's a place there to submit your prayer request, and we'll have a team of people that are praying with us. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio as we celebrate our seventh month. And want to thank everyone that has been helping us, along with Michael Schonborn. We have Arena Capisco, who does the engineering, Todd Mooring, and Courtney Vandeveer Pera. They do the background music. And we have a number of people that are working with us to help us in doing what God has called us to do. Quickly, we want to welcome some new cities that are praying with us. Cashiers, North Carolina, Wheels Point, Texas, Crystal River, Florida, Eastman, Georgia, Melbourne, Florida, Buffalo, Texas, Page, Arizona, Cura Beach, North Carolina. And if your city is not represented or your church, you can go to letspray.com. That's letspray.com. And put in your city or your church there, so that your city or church can be represented on the Breakout Prayer Network. Well, it's been a great day. I want to say a prayer for you. Father, I just bless all the people that are praying with us on this day, on this Tuesday, and I bless all the people that have been praying with us the past seven months. And I just bless them and all they put their hand to do. Thank you for being a part of BPN. It's a delight to have you listening in, and we're going to be back tomorrow. Jean Gentry is going to be sharing her testimony of being healed of cancer tomorrow. Until that time, God bless you. Have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.